I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Parents in the town of Fairfield are locking horns with public school teachers over the best way to keep kids with food allergies safe. Part of that controversy is over who is responsible for reading food labels. If you have a kid in public school, chances are you might have gotten a note from your teacher about what foods are okay to bring to class, like fresh fruit, and what foods aren't, like, say, peanuts or cheese. But what about packaged or store-bought foods, where sometimes reading the food labels isn't so clear? Jessica Curran has two kids with life-threatening food allergies who go to school in Fairfield. She thinks there should be a gatekeeper who checks labels on the food kids bring to school.
Where things are falling apart is within the actual protocols in the classrooms, in the cafeterias, in the school buildings, where someone within those buildings needs to have oversight of the food.
Allergic reactions can happen from simply touching something that has residue of an allergen on it. Prevention is the best strategy, health experts say, and the first step requires parents of all kids to check the labels on any food they send to school. But what role do teachers have? Bob Smoller is president of the Fairfield Teachers Union.
Teachers are trained in educating students. You know, they aren't trained in reading labels, which oftentimes are confusing or have words on them that a layman might not, you know, understand.
Smoller said everyone has student safety as a top priority, but that it's impossible to keep all kids safe all the time.
There's nothing to stop a child from having a peanut butter sandwich at home for breakfast, wiping some residue on their pants, and then going out to recess during the school day and somebody potentially rubs the pants, another student rubs the pants. I mean, stuff can happen.
Most parents and teachers agree that developing a safe snack list is a way for parents to know what's safe to send to school. The issue has also come up in the state legislature. This session, State Senator Brenda Kupchick wants to set up a task force to explore how to best get districts in compliance with current state law and figure out who, if anyone, should be reading the food labels. David DeRoche, WNPR News.